You're listening to SBS News.
In 1980s East Timor, Alden Vong says his parents and their families were living a life of oppression.
My parents, they came to Australia as refugees when Indonesia invaded East Timor. My mum always told me of how she was pretty young, about less than 10 years old, and she had to help her parents do all the cooking, look after her siblings, and also help to do business with the Indonesian soldiers as they came through the village.
At 17, Alden is about the same age his parents were when they arrived in Australia and thrived. He wants to do what he can to help the newest generation of refugees.
When you have that thing to remind you of, you know, why you're living life the way you are, then it kind of acts as a bit of motivation.
World Vision Australia has surveyed more than 1,000 11 to 19-year-olds to gauge their views on refugees. They posed questions such as whether they could ever become displaced. One in five said it's a possibility. Coming from what's sometimes called the selfie generation, World Vision Australia CEO Tim Costello says the results surprised him.
We are always told the millennials are the me generation and they're in a bubble and they only think about themselves. Well, this survey says actually they are taking in the refugee crisis.
The survey also found 9 out of 10 young people care about refugees and would like to do more. 8 out of 10 believe refugees are not dangerous people. As part of its annual 40-hour famine fundraising campaign, the charity is focusing on refugees through its backpack challenge, asking volunteers to pack what they'd need to survive and to walk between destinations instead of using transport. Alden's fellow Year 12 student Nathaniel De Jong says it's an opportunity to raise awareness.
Instead of counting down the seconds to recess, I was sort of counting down how many people were suffering in the world. So I guess I've always had a call to action and always really been passionate about making a change.
17-year-old David Cheng agrees that sometimes the community can become desensitised to the plight of refugees.
We hear so many of those stories that sometimes we forget that really behind those stories is a people, a dream, and someone who really wants to succeed, just like all of us here in a more privileged background.
As the students prepare for their combined 60 kilometres, Alden Vong hopes others will also walk a day in the shoes of a refugee.
68.5 million refugees around the world currently, and just under half of them are under 18 years old. And it's shocking that so many people have to go through a lot of horrors of, you know, civil war and be displaced from their homes. And somehow they still have to cling on to that bit of hope.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.